You are listening to the first episode of Core in Focus, Control Risks podcast based on the analysis published on our risk monitoring platform, Core. Core helps our clients monitor relevant threats to their business operations arising from geopolitical, operational, and security risk developments worldwide. The forward-looking analysis contained within Core allows clients to inform their strategies and evaluate how risks might evolve around their assets. Core, the risk monitoring toolkit from Control Risks.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Core in Focus. I am your host, Federico Saleri, consultant for Control Risks here in London. I'm joined here today by a friend and colleague, Andrew Freeman. He's a lead analyst for Egypt, and we'll be giving you an overview of the security environment in the country and the implications for businesses following a series of events that span from terrorist attacks and civil unrest over the past few months. We will analyze the different motivations and targeting patterns of these groups, what is driving their intent, and what this means for companies that operate in Egypt in the short and medium term. Hi, Andrew, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Fede.
So we've published several updates on the current operating environment in Egypt on the Core platform, but for a wider audience, could you please give us an overview of the latest developments?
Thanks, Fede. So there have been several developments that I think are very important and pertinent for businesses operating the country to be aware of, both in terms of terrorism and in terms of social unrest. So if we go back, you know, the last 12 months and slowly roll forward, there have been a number of attacks by various militant groups in North Sinai, in Cairo, and in the Western Desert, some of which have started to target tourist interests and foreign interests rather than just the traditional targeting patterns of the government and the authorities. And then if we roll forward to the last couple of months, even the last few weeks, there have been a series of protests by anti-Sisi demonstrators in and around Cairo, Alexandria, and other parts of the country. And a lot of that was brought on by alleged corruption that has been conducted by senior members of the political elite, going up as far as President Sisi himself. And that has provoked, as I was saying, a number of protests in and around sort of key areas of Cairo and other cities that has the potential to cause business disruption to foreign travellers.
So if we look closely at the recent unrest in Tahrir Square, Alexandria and other cities, do you reckon these are going to pose a threat to foreign businesses there? Or do you see a parallel to what happened back in 2011?
So the protests have been a one-off in recent years, and that's largely because the government has made it very difficult for people to protest. In terms of the longevity that these protests have, so I think the protests are likely to be short-lived. The Egyptian government has responded very quickly to unrest. It's arrested prominent activists and it's arrested journalists that have covered the incidents, and it's also arrested lawyers that have sought to represent those activists and journalists. So the government has a very high intent to limit unrest, as it has done over the past couple of years. Also, more broadly in Egypt, because of the government's efforts to limit and stymie political activism and popular unrest, what we've actually seen is that there is very little ability, or there are very few groups that operate in Egypt now that have the capability to organize protests en masse like they did in 2011 or 2013, or that have the kind of political backing that could significantly impact Sisi's political position.
So if we want to analyze the different threat actors, looking at terrorism specifically, I guess we can split it into two different macro groups, the first being the international network operated by the Islamic State, and the second being the local movements that predominantly target governments and security personnel. Who should our clients be aware of?
So that's a very interesting question, Fede, and I think what's important when we try and answer that question is understanding the profiles of those different groups. Who operates in them, where they operate, what their grievances are. So Islamic State, for example, has a number of affiliates that operate in different parts of Egypt, one in North Sinai Governorate and another in the Western Desert. And when we look at Islamic State, given their history in both Iraq and Syria, given their ideology, they have a much broader targeting pattern than a lot of Egypt's domestic militant groups, because they consider anyone that is non-Salafist, i.e. a non-ultra-Orthodox Sunni Muslim, to be a heretic or an infidel and therefore justifiable for being attacked. So as a result, Islamic State affiliates have conducted attacks over the past couple of years, for example, on the authorities, on Coptic churches, on tourist destinations, and have also threatened foreign businesses. But when we come on to Egypt's domestic militant groups, we're looking at a slightly different picture. And their targeting patterns are much narrower because they tend to focus on targeting the government and the security forces for a range of socioeconomic grievances in the country, but also because of the government and the authorities' crackdown on opposition groups and political activism.
Though we have reported on an attack in early August in Cairo that ended up with over 20 civilian casualties, which was allegedly perpetrated by one of the local groups, the Hassan Movement. Is that a signal of a sudden change in the group's motivations, and therefore, should our clients start monitoring this group's tactics as well?
Generally speaking, domestic groups are less of a threat to foreign businesses than groups like Islamic State, which have a wider targeting pattern. Having said that, what we have seen over the past year are an uptick in attacks on tourist interests in and around the Giza Governorate and Cairo, as well as different threats made by Egypt's domestic groups. So, for example, Ansar al-Islam threatened to conduct attacks against oil and gas companies for stealing Egypt's natural resources a couple of months ago. Separately, the Hassan movement has been blamed by the government for conducting an attack outside a hospital in Cairo. Now, what foreign companies need to be aware of and start monitoring is whether those domestic groups start broadening their targeting patterns to reflect similar attacks by Islamic State. And if that starts to happen, then the threats to foreign businesses in the country are likely to increase.
Andy, what is your forecast looking at all these different angles? And if you were to pinpoint a series of risk drivers that our clients should monitor, which ones would this be?
Although the operating and business environment in the country has improved significantly in recent years as a result of some of the legislation and initiatives we spoke about earlier, ultimately, that hasn't been translated down to the Egyptian public, who face much higher costs in terms of tax hikes and subsidy cuts. And those issues and other socioeconomic grievances will continue to provoke social unrest, and militancy over the coming couple of months. In particular, what foreign companies should be monitoring and looking out for is whether any anti-corruption protests continue, similar to the ones that were sparked by Muhammad Ali, because the combination of rising costs, combined with allegations that the Egyptian political elites and President Sisi himself are engaging in alleged corruption or misuse of public funds, will continue to foment distrust and discontent with the authorities.
This was Andrew Freeman speaking to you from the Cotton Centre in London. Thank you all very much for listening, and make sure to tune in for the second episode of Core in Focus. Thank you very much again, and enjoy the rest of your day.
For our existing clients, to arrange a meeting with this analyst, please reach out to your online account manager or email core@controlrisks.com. For our wider audience, please also feel free to request a tailored core demonstration in order to find out more about today's topic and how it might impact your business going forwards.